They roared and wept and cheered at Madison Square Garden last night as a pantheon of British and American rock stars paid tribute to New York's heroes. Some 5,000 firefighters, police officers, rescue workers, and their families retreated to a five-hour concert by the likes of Mick Jagger, Eric Clapton, The Who, James Taylor, and David Bowie. New Yorker Billy Joel brought down the house with a song he wrote 25 years ago.
We held a concert out in Brooklyn to watch the island bridges blow. They turned our power down and drove us underground, but we went right on with the show.
New York filmmakers Woody Allen, Spike Lee, and Martin Scorsese presented short-filmed Valentines to the city they call home. Celebrities hugged the children and colleagues of uniformed officers who gave their lives on September 11th. Those special guests, in turn, introduced the night's performers.
And I want to give a big New York welcome to the Goo Goo Dolls.
Tickets for the sold-out show went for up to $10,000. Sir Paul McCartney spearheaded the evening's event as a fundraiser for low-income victims of the attacks. Former President Bill Clinton was on hand as well, instructing the crowd to make a joyful noise. In a lengthy ovation for Mayor Rudy Giuliani, they complied.
One more World Series parade in New York City this year.
After 6 weeks of heartbreak, funerals, and near constant recovery work, New York's firefighters and police officers finally had a few hours last night to enjoy themselves.
You guys, yeah.